Hello, everybody. This is John the Fantasy Horseman here. It is Wednesday morning at the time of recording this, I believe near a little after 10 o'clock. I'm here in Philadelphia, PA. A little bit of a dreary day, but I'm off from work and did a couple errands already. I'm ready to talk some fantasy football, waiver wire pickups for week 10. Week 10 is an important week for people still trying to get into the playoffs, so if you can help your team by picking up waiver wire, I would encourage you to do so. I'm always looking on the waiver wire. All right, first player, Tua on the Dolphins. I think he's got a good matchup against the Chargers. If you have somebody on a bye like Patrick Mahomes, he's not a bad option. He had a pretty good game last week. I would take a chance on Tua. Another quarterback, Drew Luck. He's going against the Raiders. He seems to be having a good rapport with Jerry Jeudy and a couple other receivers. And Fant's not a bad tight end. And I think the matchup isn't bad for him. So Drew Lock, I would definitely pick up and play as well. I guess in the same game, I guess I would take Derek Carr too, because he's been pretty consistent. He's seems to be having a good rapport with Nelson Aguilar. They do have some weapons on the Raiders. Waller's a very good tight end. They have those two speedsters on the Raiders, but I don't know if they've been doing too much. So I would roll with Derek Carr also, but if Drew Lock was available over Derek Carr, I would take Drew Lock. Out of the three, I would take Drew Lock first, maybe Tua second, and Derek Carr third. Got a few running backs for you. Jordan Wilkins on the Colts. Not too high on him. I mean, if you're desperate, I know Taylor's still there, and I am a big Taylor supporter. I know he's been getting more carries, Wilkins, but if you can find other options, I probably would look somewhere else. Another running back, Wayne Gallman, actually has been pretty consistent. Has had a touchdown in three straight games. Not sure if Freeman is back this week. If Freeman isn't back this week, Gallman against the Eagles could possibly get you double digits in points and maybe another touchdown. So I would definitely start him as either flex or a number three running back. But the main running back I believe to get this week is Duke Johnson. Because I'm also a David Johnson owner, so then I got Duke Johnson in two of my leagues. If David Johnson's out, then Duke Johnson's going to be the workhorse. I think he almost had 20 carries. He had a touchdown, and he caught some passes out of the backfield. And I think Houston's schedule is not too bad for the next couple weeks. So I would definitely be picking up Duke Johnson. Got a few wide receivers for you. Alan Lazard, I believe, is coming back from the injured list. Like I said in past podcasts, I'm not too big on MVS. And with probably Davante Adams getting double coverage, I believe Alan Lazard should be the number two receiver on that team. I know they have a couple of tight ends, but I'm not too big on them. So Alan Lazard definitely would be a decent pickup, even if you don't play him, just a hold. Another wide receiver would be Jacoby Myers on the Pats. I seem to be very high on him. The last couple weeks, Cam Newton has been looking his way. He had 160 yards receiving the last game on Monday night. I believe he's up and coming, because their offense with the receivers is not too good. I believe he's the only option. He's the only player I would actually pick up. So definitely Jacoby Myers. Another wide receiver, Curtis Samuel. Now, I know they have a few wide receivers on Carolina, and I know McCaffrey's back. But I believe this Curtis Samuel is ahead in targets again with DJ Moore. I don't understand it, but Curtis Samuel has been playing pretty decent. So if he's available, I would probably pick him up. A couple tight ends for you. Austin Hooper, if he's available. I know Mayfield's out, but without OBJ, he should be getting some targets his way. So he would be a decent pickup. Another tight end, Gerald Everett on the Rams. Coming off a bye, I believe he's getting as much attention as Tyler Higbee is. I think he's even getting more targets than him. So I'd be looking Gerald Everett's way. Goff, I think, seems to have a rapport with him. One other tight end, I think, has been starting to separate himself. Irv Smith on the Vikings. I believe he had two touchdowns last week. Oh, I believe Rudolph's just into block now, or decoy. I believe Irv Smith has turned the corner. Rudolph is not relevant anymore, I believe, in starting in fantasy. So Irv Smith might be up and coming in the next few games. Definitely worth a shot. Couple kickers I have for you, if they're available. Chris Boswell, Steelers, obviously it's a very good offense. They're the only undefeated team in the National Football League. They got a pretty good matchup against Cincinnati. I know they scored touchdowns, but he probably can get a couple field goals. He probably can have double digit in points. So I'd definitely be rolling out Chris Boswell. And he's also good in kicking in bad weather because he's been doing it for years. Another kicker, Zane Gonzalez, kicker on the Arizona Cardinals. I love this Arizona Cardinals offense. So he's going against Buffalo, but he's going against at home, so the weather shouldn't be any problem. Buffalo's been giving up a lot of points, and the Cardinals have been scoring a lot of points, so I think he can also get you double-digit points. A couple defenses I have for you to stream if you have somebody on a bye. Eagles defense against the Giants coming off a bye. Giants offense isn't that great. They got Ingram and a couple receivers and Gallman, but nothing to write home about. So I would roll the Eagles defense out. And another maybe sleeper defense, if they're out there, is Green Bay Packers against the Jags in Green Bay. So the weather could be possibly a factor, and they do have that rookie quarterback starting. So if the Packers are available, and they do put pressure on the quarterback, so they probably can get you some sacks, maybe an interception or two. So anyway, that's my thoughts on the pickups of Week 10. Maybe tomorrow I'll have a couple more sleepers. I'll be looking into it. Until next time we speak, have a good day, everyone. Bye.